Numbers 14 through 15, 16.
Then all the congregation raised their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. And all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the entire congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or even if we had died in this wilderness, so why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let's appoint a leader and return to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection is gone from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people be disrespectful to me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs I have performed in their midst? I will strike them with plague and dispossess them, and I will make you into a nation greater and mightier than they." But Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it. For by your strength you brought this people up from their midst, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are in the midst of this people, because you, Lord, are seen eye to eye, while your cloud stands over them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you put this people to death all at once, then the nations who have heard of your fame will say, 'Since the Lord could not bring this people into the land which he promised them by oath, he slaughtered them in the wilderness.' So now, please, let the power of the Lord be great, just as you have declared, saying, 'The Lord is slow to anger and abundant in mercy, forgiving wrongdoing and violation of his law. But he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, inflicting the punishment of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generations. Please forgive the guilt of this people in accordance with the greatness of your mercy, just as you have also forgiven this people from Egypt even until now.' So the Lord said, 'I have forgiven them in accordance with your word. However, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Certainly, all the people who have seen my glory and my signs which I perform in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who were disrespectful to me see it. But as for my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valleys. Turn tomorrow and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.' The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron again, saying, 'How long shall I put up with this evil congregation who are grumbling against me? I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel, which they are voicing against me. Say to them, "As I live, declares the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Your dead bodies will fall in this wilderness, all your numbered men according to your complete number from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me. By no means will you come into the land where I swore to settle you, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. Your children, however, whom you said would become plunder, I will bring them in, and they will know the land which you have rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies will fall in this wilderness. Also your sons will be shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years, and they will suffer for your unfaithfulness until your bodies perish in the wilderness, in accordance with the number of days that you spied out the land, 40 days. For every day you shall suffer the punishment for your guilt a year, that is, 40 years, and you will know my opposition. I, the Lord, have spoken. I certainly will do this to all this evil congregation who were gathered together against me. They shall be worn out in this wilderness, and there they shall die. As for the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, and who returned and led all the congregation to grumble against him by bringing a bad report about the land, those men who brought the bad report of the land also died by a plague in the presence of the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive out of those men who went to spy out the land. Now, when Moses spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people mourned greatly. In the morning, however, they got up early and went up to the ridge of the hill country, saying, "Here we are, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned." But Moses said, "Why then are you violating the command of the Lord, when doing so will not succeed? Do not go up, for the Lord is not among you, to prevent you from being defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will be there to confront you, and you will fall by the sword, since you have turned back from following the Lord, and the Lord will not be with you." But they foolishly dared to go up to the ridge of the hill country. Neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites, who lived in that hill country, came down and struck them, and scattered them as far as Hormah. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you enter the land where you are going to live, which I am giving you, and you make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or as a voluntary offering, or at your appointed times, to make a soothing aroma to the Lord from the herd or from the flock, then the one who presents his offering shall present to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a fourth of a hin of oil, and you shall prepare wine for the drink offering, a fourth of a hin, with the burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, for each lamb. Or for a ram you shall prepare as a grain offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a third of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering, you shall offer a third of a hin of wine as a soothing aroma to the Lord. And when you prepare a bull as a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then you shall offer with the bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall offer as the drink offering half a hin of wine as an offering by fire, as a soothing aroma to the Lord. This is how it shall be done for each ox, or for each ram, or for each of the male lambs, or of the goats, according to the number that you prepare. So you shall do for each according to their number. Everyone who is a native shall do these things in this way, in presenting an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord. Now, if a stranger resides among you, or one who may be among you throughout your generations, and he wants to make an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so shall he do. As for the assembly, there shall be one statute for you, and for the stranger who resides among you, a permanent statute throughout your generations. As you are, so the stranger shall be before the Lord. There is to be one law and one ordinance for you and for the stranger who resides with you. Luke 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them, in gleaming clothing. And as the women were terrified, and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why are you seeking the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise from the dead." And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. Now these women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, as they would not believe the women. Nevertheless, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. And when he stopped and looked in, he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. And behold, on that very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, which was 60 stadia from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they came to a stop, looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you possibly the only one living near Jerusalem who does not know about the things that happened here in these days?" And he said to them, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "Those about Jesus the Nazarene, who proved to be a prophet mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things had happened. But also, some women among us left us bewildered. When they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body, they came, saying they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And so some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and found it just exactly as the woman also had said. And so some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and found it just exactly as the women also had said, but him they did not see. And then he said to them, "You foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to come into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things written about himself in all the scriptures. And they approached the village where they were going, and he gave the impression that he was going farther. And so they strongly urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. And it came about, when he had reclined at the table with them, that he took the bread and blessed it, and he broke it and began giving it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, "Were our hearts not burning within us when he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?" And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon." They began to relate their experiences on the road and how he was recognized by them at the breaking of the bread. Now, while they were telling these things, Jesus himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were startled and frightened, and they thought they were looking at a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why are doubts arising in your hearts? See my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you plainly see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still could not believe it, because of their joy and astonishment, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They served him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. Now he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all the things that are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So it is written, that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay into the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven, and they, after worshiping him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising God. 1 Corinthians 15:35 through 58. But someone will say, "How are the dead raised? And with what kind of body do they come?" You fool! That which you sow does not come to life unless it dies, and that which you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or of something else, but God gives it a body just as he wished, and to each of the seeds a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one flesh of mankind, another flesh of animals, another flesh of birds, and another flesh of fish. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for stars differ from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living person. The last Adam was a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy one, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly one, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have been born in the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Now I say this, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I am telling you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Proverbs 24:13-26. My son, eat honey, for it is good. Yes, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is the same for your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in ambush, you wicked person, against the home of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place, for a righteous person falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of disaster. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart rejoice when he stumbles. Otherwise, the Lord will see and be displeased, and turn his anger away from him. Do not get upset because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil person. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not get involved with those of high rank, for their disaster will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin that can come from both of them? These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. One who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," people will curse him, nations will scold him. But for those who rebuke the wicked, there will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. One who gives a right answer kisses the lips. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt and have committed abominable injustice. There is no one who does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of mankind to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God. Every one of them has turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Have the workers of injustice no knowledge, who eat up my people like they ate bread, and have not called upon my God? They were great in fear there, where no fear had been. For God scattered the bones of him who encamped against you. You put them to shame, because God had rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come from Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad.